That you can't do. He is an NFL insider for CBS Sports and CBSSports.com. He appears every single Sunday on the NFL Today during the regular season and the postseason. He is a good friend of the program. He is the co-host of Inside Access on 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. He is Jason Lockenfora. Jason, great to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing well. I think from now on, whenever referenced anything alluding to my work on the NFL Today from home, I think we need to say it's a million-dollar studio, because that's what JB dubbed it last week. And if JB says it, it's the gospel. Never mind, my house is worth less than $500,000, I think. But
my man,
yeah, my million-dollar studio next to the hot water heater. It's amazing down there in the basement.
You know what? You're right, Jason. I was going to tell you, number one, it looks amazing. That setup does look good, and he did dub it the million-dollar studio.
Yes.
Then again, he is the same person that says that I travel on Air Rome.
That's
also
true.
Not true.
That's true.
Also not true.
Well, you know what? I'm in good company then. And again, JB's the man, so Air Rome it is.
He is the best guy that there is. We know that. Jason Lockenfora joining us. All right, JLC, what about the Pats and the Titans? They did not have any positive tests today. So what does that mean in terms of their scheduled games for Monday and Tuesday, respectively?
Well, I mean, I would just say that, you know, those are sort of projected schedules for now that will all obviously be dictated by the science and the data and the testing results. And the league has some protocols in place. And assuming we don't get any new tests between now and then, that's when they'll play these games. Obviously, with the Titans, that situation has been heightened. And we're going on almost 2 weeks now where they haven't been able to have, you know, two days of you know, negatives, and then get in on the third day and have no issues. We'll see if that can take place. Ideally, Jim, the league has told you, if you ask, that for health and safety reasons, competitive balance reasons, we'd like to have these teams have at least 2 days of practice at their facility before they have to go out there and play it, you know, a regular season NFL game. So it's still feasible Monday and Tuesday, but I think the one thing we found in all of professional sports in the era of COVID is that everything is fungible, everything is malleable, and stay tuned.
Jason Lockenfora joining us. Fungible and malleable in the same sentence. Extremely well played, my friend.
Thank you.
Listen, there are reports, and if we're looking at this generally speaking, now you've got reports that the Jets had a positive test.
Yes.
Everybody was sent home from their facility. Generally, overall, what is your sense as to where the league is right now in terms of being concerned about how teams are handling COVID protocols?
I mean, there are going to be people who test positive. That is statistically right, that there was no way around that. And it was nothing short of miraculous that we're entering play week three and, you know, A.J. Terrell's the only player on the COVID-restricted list. Like, that shattered anybody's reasonable expectations. It shattered what the science would tell you to expect or project based on what's happening in the larger strata of this country in regards to COVID-19. So I think the key is that when these incidents occur, do the protocols work? And more to the point, especially in the case of the Tennessee Titans, are they being applied thoroughly, entirely ironclad? And if they're not, then things we've seen, the bottom can fall out pretty quickly. The Jets, I was just checking in with the league before you called. That is still a presumed positive result for a player right now. They're awaiting further testing. They should have more clarification on the exact status of that result in the next few hours. You know, for now, no decisions have been made about not playing the game and anything like that. We'll have to see. What specifically is this player definitely positive? And then if he is, what is tomorrow like in the, you know, for the Jets? What does tomorrow's testing bring? It's just the world we live in right now. Can they keep this afloat? We're going to see, Jim. You know, we're going to see. I know that everyone is trying. The league has, you know, it's using the F word now, forfeiture. You know, even that's on the table if there is a sense that teams are repeatedly not keeping their house in order.
We were talking to Jason Lockenfora. He is an NFL insider for CBS Sports and CBSSports.com. And when he appears on the NFL on CBS, he does so from that million-dollar studio. Yeah, exactly. This is going to be really something. Really quickly, a couple of thoughts before you go.
It just doesn't add up, Jim. I wrote a column this week at CBSSports.com. If you want to see my full thoughts on it, probably about 2,000 words. Look, they looked at the standings, said, wait a minute, this division is, we're 3 weeks, 4 weeks in, and this division is complete dog crap. So let's try to win a football game. And if that, you know, is the end of Dwayne Haskins, so be it, because no one in that building besides the owner really seemed to be invested in Dwayne Haskins or doing things that would help Dwayne Haskins. It was kind of like, here's our system. Pick it up in this virtual offseason or don't. First three games, yeah, it wasn't great. We're going to put you on notice. We got Kyle Allen in the back pocket there. He already knows the system. He's our system guy, which is always all the rage in the NFL. But they didn't bring Christian McCaffrey over, and they didn't bring Curtis Samuel over. They didn't bring DJ Moore over. They didn't bring Greg Olsen over. And even with those guys and this great West Coast system and Kyle Allen, the last 8 weeks of the season in Carolina last year, that was one of the worst offenses you'll ever see. It's certainly comparatively one of the worst in the league last year. So I think Haskins got a raw deal. And if I'm Dwayne Haskins, I'm saying get me out of here.
We're talking to Jason Lockenfora, GLC. If he got a raw deal, and in fact he may have, I agree with what you're saying, by the way. What about Tyrod Taylor? Now, this is kind of a guy who can't really catch a break as it stands. The Chargers announced that Justin Herbert's going to be the starter. Given how he was playing, that does make sense, granted. But how brutal is that for Taylor?
It's bad. I mean, it's terrible. It can be life-altering from a financial standpoint because you saw the market last year just fall apart for even really established quarterback. I mean, Cam Newton, $1 million, right? If you're perceived as a backup, there's no room at the end. There's no money for you. Dalton playing for peanuts. Tyrod had a chance to show with a decent cast around him, you know, that, hey, he is a starting quarterback. And as a pending free agent, if he performs well, that's going to put him in position to make considerably more than a vet minimum contract, which is probably what he's looking at now if Herbert stays healthy and plays the rest of the way. So there is that NFLPA grievance that, you know, the NFL is investigating this. They have a 60-day window with which to file a grievance. I would be absolutely positively stunned if they don't go ahead with that. And they will make the case that if they look at this as doctor negligence, medical malpractice, that the Chargers should have to compensate him for his status going from starter to backup based on where that needle was put.
Jason Lockenfora joining us. JLC, one last thing before you go. In terms of head coaches, I really want to get your thoughts on this. How impressed are you with Kevin Stefanski and how he's gone about creating an offensive identity in Cleveland, especially after a really rough week one?
Thoroughly. He's a smart guy. He's been around professional sports all his life. He understands locker rooms. He's been around great coaches. He checks a lot of boxes, and he, from a preparedness standpoint, this is my $1 million studio, Jim, in Baltimore. Yeah, there you
That'll
go.
Happen, huh?
Yeah. This is how we roll. Look, he has a level of sort of a cerebral approach that is very different than what Freddie Kitchens was projecting. So I thought he would get these guys to buy in, and each week he's made adjustments, and they're become a better run operation each week, fewer penalties. Fewer of, you know, the Browns browning like they normally would. He's getting Odell involved in different ways, being creative about that, keeping him engaged. Baker, look at the box scores, even if you don't watch the games. They don't want him throwing more than 25 times. Just be a point guard. You don't need to be, you know, Steph Curry. We don't need seven-step drop bombs away. Nah, we're going to run it down people's throat. We're going to hit them on play action, and you manage the game. Defensively, there's some issues with linebacker in the back end, but Myles Garrett might mess around and win the defensive MVP. I think the Browns are going to be a tough out. I think with an expanded playoff strata that they're going to get in. Do I think they're ready to win a bunch of games in January? Not yet, but I think for the first time in a long time, they are definitely headed in the right direction. They're America's team for a reason, Jim. Let's keep it real.
Right? Thank you very much. About time somebody understood that besides me. He is Jason Lockenfora, an NFL insider for CBS Sports and CBSSports.com. Remember, you can watch him every Sunday on the NFL Today during the regular season and the playoffs from that $1 million studio. The co-host of Inside Access on 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. JLC, have a great weekend. I will be watching you. Thanks so much for coming back.
Always my pleasure, brother. Anytime. Thank you.
My man, be good. JLC, Jason, Lock and Fora.